The North Dakota Senate has rejected the idea of imposing a 2-year moratorium on wind development. Instead, it approved a study of North Dakota's power generation. Both were included in the bill before the Senate, which had been completely amended by the Senate Finance and Taxation Committee. That committee's chairman, Mandan Senator Dwight Cook, told the Senate he pushed for the rewrite because one of the state's coal-fired power plants is going to shut down, and another has been operating at reduced capacity because wind-generated power gets the first priority on the power grid. But Cook ended up having the bill divided, and the moratorium language failed, leaving just the study.
The study must include consideration of multiple energy sources, all of our energy sources. It must have analysis on the sustainability and reliability of energy sources. How we tax it, how that affects the energy sources, how we divide up that tax revenue. We need a plan.
The bill passed on a vote of 42-4 and now goes to the House. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.